Blog Talk Radio.
Enlightenism. Hi, Baragani. Welcome to the show. The guru. Brother Malcolm. Bringing you enlightenism. Step into your power. Say bye. The smallest and largest thing are one. Step into your power with all things. You are one with all things. The guru. Brother Malcolm. Welcome to the show. Hi, Baragani. Say bye. Bringing you enlightenment. Step into your power. Step into your power. Enlightenism.
Step into your power. Step into your power. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And the beat that you heard today is Brother T, asking you to step into your power. I will lead you in our guided meditation today, as I do on all of our shows Monday through Wednesday. And the guided meditations are designed for you to step into your power. They're designed to let you know and hear the power that you have within you, the power to change your life, the power to change your thinking, the power to heal yourself, the journey out of pain. Now I ask all of you, or invite all of you in the asking, to clear away the hurry and worry, the hustle and bustle that we get caught up in the course of a day, in the course of a moment, and in the course of our lifetime. So we're asking in this prayerful meditation for you to realize and step into your power. I ask all of you that can to find a comfortable place, not just physically, but spiritually and emotionally as well. And I ask you in that comfortable space to close your eyes, all of you that can close your eyes and are not doing something that requires your eyes to be open. I ask the ones that can to close their eyes, and for everyone listening, just to begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner, so that you take yourself with your breath into the comfort of living, the comfort of life, the peace of yourself. As I read to you our prayerful meditation, taken from the book Enlightenism. So let us begin and just continue breathing in and out in a very slow and calming manner so that you hear the words in our prayerful meditation. Let us begin. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath and hold it and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. And before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always leave you with something, a thought of the day to think about as you go about your day. And as you go about your day, go about it in the power that you were born with. You were born whole, perfect, and complete. And remembering this in your movement in the day, remember the opening of a prayerful meditation. I am greater than the I created. That's the journey out of suffering. I now give you author, philosopher, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol. Right on, right on. I am greater than the person I am currently aware of being.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. When we begin our day affirming that I am the greater power, then we can do something about the conditions in our lives. But if you wake
Absolutely.
Up and say, oh, inflation, unemployment, racism are the greater powers, then you're in a world of trouble.
Absolutely. Because most of us believe that that is the greater power, inflation and all of the things that we are taught. So we give that the power. And it's not about that with enlightenism, so absolutely.
No. It's about working in the mind, working in consciousness.
That's where the paradise is.
Yeah, that's where it is. Thank you so much, Sister Carola.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm coming to you live from the Enlightenism Consciousness. I'd like to say to all of you, thank you for stopping by and joining our broadcast today about how to create a powerful mind. And we deal with the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind, to overcome The dependence virus we inherited from others in the past. Our message is clear, folks. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. When the mind is powerful, everything around the mind submits to this power. When you become one with the greater power within you, all your desires can be manifested clearly and effortlessly. When we cleanse our mind of our dependency on others, particularly the illusions, can't imagine the power we have. Guess you could tell someone today. You could tell someone who is a D student, C student, so in any public school anywhere in the United States, to say to that person, you have a powerful mind. You are a powerful person. In order for you to discover who you really are, you have to enter into self-discovery. And they would say, well, what is self-discovery? Cleansing your mind of dependency. And I know that's a difficult thing to do for a student because they are totally dependent upon their teachers to teach them certain information that they have to memorize or they have to understand in order to get a good grade, a passing grade. But I'm talking about like you tell your children who have the same challenges of depending on the teacher for the secular information about how to understand things. You could also tell them like you tell them to go to church. They're able to incorporate religion and education. You're being taught two different things. And one, religion is supposed to be about the spiritual aspects of the child. And the educational part is supposed to be about the education part, how to live in the world, the socialization part, the social construct. But when we go deeper into spirituality, metaphysics, and consciousness, we discover something. You discover something really powerful about yourself. You discover that you are really powerful. And even those moments when you have been judged by others to be a C, D, an F student, wow, when you get in contact with yourself and you can see limitless possibilities with the self. So you no longer want to be like other people, to compare yourself to other people. And the measurement of your transformation when you're dealing with other people is wealth. Wealth and notoriety or fame. You want to be somebody. You want to recognize. But when you recognize yourself that you are the greater power, now you are dealing with self-recognition, self-transformation, the ability to understand a new way to think and live, to embrace a new system of thought, how to cleanse your mind of illusions. Powerful blog, really powerful blog about a powerful mind. And my blogs are written to so that all of you can understand that we're all on a journey together. And when we separate our illusory beliefs for the ones of clarity, power and clarity, then we understand we're not separate. We're separate because of beliefs that we have about toxicity and illusion, about who we are. But we're not separate. We are misguided. We've been misguided by people in the past. Previous generations have misguided us about who we are and the truth about who we are. This blog, How to Cleanse Your Mind of Illusions. Check it out. It's on Google. You say, Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism. Say it to any browser. Type it into any browser. Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism Insights. And it will take you to all of the works, this broadcast, YouTube, It'll take you to the written blog and the books, Enlightenism, the Enlightenism philosophy. And the Enlightenism book is available today along with all of the rest of them. Let There Be Life, New African American Man, Seeds from the Ashes. Talk about one thing, the journey out of pain, the journey out of victimization, the journey out of powerlessness, the journey out of dependency on others. That's the common denominator of all of the books and all of the work. One thing, the journey out of pain. And then to add to that, the journey to achieve power and clarity and create a powerful mind that's independent of others' beliefs and values, or dependency on others' beliefs and values to create your own visualization of yourself, where you can see yourself whole, perfect, and complete. The blog begins like Sister Carolyn was talking about in her insights and meditation. Quote, I am greater than the I that I created. Yeah, before I go further into it, just think about, who are you aware of being? Who are you aware of being today? Who are you aware of being now? Okay. Seek and you shall find. Things appear not as they are, but as we are. So things appear as illusions because we are aware of our illusions, our beliefs of illusion, illusory beliefs. We are aware that there is something missing in our lives. Most of us suffer from universal trauma, but don't know it. We don't know it because we depend on illusions for power and clarity. We inherited the illusions past generations. When we inherited them from our parents and society, we didn't know they contained a virus. They infected us with the victim dependency virus, which we then passed on to the next generation. Which has been passed on, folks. Our parents and others taught us to depend on them for the truth. They wanted us to trust them and believe they would never do anything to harm us. Most of them didn't intentionally try to harm us. Unfortunately, they were unaware of the deleterious effects of the victim dependency virus. They didn't know the virus would create generations of powerless victims. End of quotation. We don't know sometimes what we're doing. We're not mindful of our decisions and the impact they will have on our lives. The alcoholic, drug addict, the hate-spewing person, dependency person, are unaware of how these types of beliefs create long-term effects on our mind. Long-term, but we don't pay any attention to it. So Enlightenism and the work of that we're doing in self-discovery is using the power, the tools of Enlightenism to understand responsibility, to understand the origins of the beliefs that we're using, and then understand that we have the power to do something about it. But before we're able to do something about it, we must first enter into self. I just summarized the top four beliefs of the Enlightenism philosophy, which you can get information from in the book Enlightenism. You can go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org. And while there, make a contribution to support our nonprofit 501c3. We need to get more people involved in understanding, and disseminating this wonderful work on the journey out of pain to others. It is not restricted to race, color, gender, age, religion, status, or education. It is available for all those who want to get into the journey within, the journey out of pain. We'll take a quick break, bring Sister Carolyn back, and I shall return.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights. And she encouraged you to go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org. Also, go to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism Insights. You can get the book, Enlightenism, Seeds from the Ashes, The New African-American Man, and Let There Be Life. A lot of years, a lot of work into those books and to the work. But it's worth it. It's worth it to me to get the power and clarity for myself and to make this information available to those who desire to join me on the journey out of pain. Mind cleansing visualizations. That's part of the process. Visualizing yourself being different than your current awareness of being. Focusing on the consciousness of truth within. It's unconditioned consciousness. Some people call it God, Allah, Krishna, Buddha. It is not limited by human language. So it doesn't matter what you call it. It is not impacted by what we call it. It is what we believe about the power that's important here and that is in you. And when you're focusing on the consciousness of truth, you will begin to achieve power and clarity sufficient enough to overcome the dependency virus that we inherited from other people. And when you discover this virus and the sense certainty that you place on language, history, all these other things that you've really taught to believe in, all of that information, those illusory beliefs disappear into a new awareness of being is being just you, aware of being with power. You aware of being of an existence that's not dependent upon others for your existence, not in consciousness. And we're only dependent upon other things like food and so forth because we have decided to live the way that we want to live. We become socially lazy and we'll become accustomed to having other people go and kill animals and other things and prepare food for us because we can't bear the thought of killing animals. You know? But we don't mind eating them. For those of you that eat meat, I do not eat meat for a very real reason. Real reason is it's unhealthy. And when you recognize that toxicity and illusory beliefs also unhealthy. But now, you don't pay any attention. When I was eating meat, I didn't pay any attention that I was eating something unhealthy. When I was eating all of the food stuff, pork chops, steaks, barbecue, all of those things, I did not pay any attention to any long-range impact it would have on my life, my health, the way I thought about myself. I didn't pay anything about it. because I have become accustomed, like many of you, living in the present moment with beliefs that I inherited from someone in the past. And every time I think of myself, I must think of the evolution of myself, not evolution of myself with power and clarity, but evolution of myself within an illusion. Meaning that many people have been in this illusion for so long, you believe we will always have our care and awareness of fear. Case in point, you think that you, the one that learned all of this misinformation, learned how to live in an illusion, you are the one that's going to exist in the afterlife. That you will believe that. And that you will have things and people and recognition of all of the things that you had in this illusion that you will take to a place where illusions cannot live. Illusions cannot live in the consciousness that has power and clarity. It cannot. You cannot live and exist in the wholeness of yourself carrying that type of toxic, illusory baggage into the consciousness. You cannot enter into the consciousness. Hence, that's why we talk about the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind so that you can overcome your dependency on the past, others' beliefs in the past. And then when the mind is cleansed, the mind cleansing visualizations clears the mind so that you can enter into the new awareness of being, whole, perfect, and complete, colorless, and formless, and free of your dependency. You will be cleansing the mind of the virus. Powerful information, folks. Enlightenism is. I'm telling you, it's powerful information. Power of the mind is the path to enlightenism. Check out the book Enlightenism on Amazon. Check out Sister Carolyn and I. I will be back on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Check us out then. Have a great day. Thank all of you for stopping by. Be sure to follow the broadcast and the blog and go to YouTube. You can see me in person talking about enlightenment. Go to the YouTube channel, Brother Malcolm. For those of you wondering what I look like and what I sound like, go to the YouTube channel and you'll see me there in living color. Thanks so much. Sister Carolyn, will you close us out, please?
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Enlightenism.
Enlightenism.
Hi, Baladani.
Hi, Baladani.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Say bye.
Say bye.
The smallest and largest thing are one.
Are one.
Step into your power with all things.
With all things.
You are one with all things.
You are one
with all things.
With all things.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Baragani.
Hi, Baragani.
Say bye.
Say bye.
B-Y-E-Y. Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
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 Enlightenism.
Enlightenism.